Welcome to our podcast, Stories of Faithfulness. This is David Felker, the Minister of Discipleship here at First Presbyterian Church. And in the month of August, our podcast is introducing four new church staff members. And so this month, one of those staff members each week will talk about God's work in their life, about their story, and also about their new role here, their new ministry role here with us at First Pres. And so the first week we had Josh Scheidler, last week we had Allie Sale, and this week we have Daniel Tortorisi. Daniel's working with our young adult ministry. And Daniel and his wife Molly are already friends to many in our church. They moved here last summer for Daniel to attend seminary at RTS Jackson. Molly is from Russellville, Alabama, and now works as an admissions counselor at Millsaps College. Daniel is from Birmingham, Alabama, previously served as an REF intern at the University of South Carolina. They're both graduates of Alabama, so probably got to see a few football national championships in their time as students. But we just love having them here. Daniel is kind, hospitable, and we are really thankful for him and thankful for his story of the Lord's faithfulness in his life. And so welcome, Daniel.
Hey, everyone. As David said, I'm Daniel Tortorisi. I was born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama, and I went to Mountain Brook High School and graduated in 2012. I come from a longtime Birmingham family, and so both of my parents actually went to Mountain Brook High School as well. They were high school sweethearts, which is just so tender. And my brother, who's a year older than me, he went to Mountain Brook High School, and my sister, who's starting her senior year at Mississippi State, she also went to Mountain Brook High School. So Birmingham is special to me, and really enjoyed growing up there. And there's some great churches there. I grew up at Covenant Presbyterian Church, which had a significant impact on me in my life and was an incredible place to grow up and learn about the truths of Scripture and the truths of Jesus. It has lasting effects on me, and I'm very, very thankful for the ways that the Lord has used that church as a whole and specifically in my life. I also grew up going to Alpine Camp for Boys, which I know is very special and near to dear to many people in Jackson as well as here at First Pres. And it had a tremendous impact on me and shaping me and making me who I am today. And it's been really fun to move to Jackson and feel like I know half the city because I spent summers on the mountain at Alpine growing up as a camper. I guess it's 10 summers total. So some as a camper, working in the kitchen, and then as a counselor as well. I'm neighbors with guys I was a counselor with. I get to see at church campers who are in my cabin. And so it is just a really special, special place. And after high school, I went to the University of Alabama. My grandparents went to Alabama. My dad went to Alabama. My brother was at Alabama. And so there was no doubt in my mind that was where I was going to go. And so Alabama it is. And I think it was during my time, my 4 years in Tuscaloosa, that a heart for ministry truly began to form within me. A heart for ministry began to develop. And I attribute that to time in the fraternity. That was really impactful, and time in Campus Crusade as well. A couple weeks back, we listened to Josh Scheidler on this podcast, and Josh is a dear friend of mine, and Josh was on staff with Crew at Alabama at the time. And I'll never forget my sophomore year, Josh looking at me and saying, "Daniel, I'm assembling the dream team to go to East Asia for the summer. I want you to go." And I thought he was crazy. And it was like the greatest sales pitch of all time. It was just unbelievable. And so he had me, and somehow he convinced me to not go back to Alpine for the summer, but to go overseas, to go to East Asia of all places. And I'm super thankful that he did, because I actually ended up meeting my wife on that trip. She went to Alabama and was on the team, but I didn't know her until the plane flight. And our seat was next to each other the whole flight over to East Asia. And so I love to tell people that I met my wife on a plane to East Asia. It just sounds so absurd and ridiculous, but sometimes the faithfulness of Jesus can seem that way. It just seems too good to be true. And so that's where I met my wife, and through experience there in East Asia and in the fraternity house leading Bible studies, I really began to develop a heart for ministry. And so after I graduated from Alabama, I knew I wanted to try ministry, and was set up with this guy to go to lunch to talk about what ministry after college may look like. And this friend said, you know, just work for RUF, just be an RUF intern. And I didn't know too much about RUF. I knew about RUF because I grew up in the Presbyterian church, but that was kind of the extent of it. I wasn't super involved in it in college, but somehow the Lord was at work through that and opened doors and made the path very clear that I was going to be an RUF intern. So I applied and somehow got it, and was sent off after college to the University of South Carolina to be an RUF intern. And I was there for 3 years, and it was three of the most impactful years of my life. I feel like I learned so much so quickly. I feel like I like to call the RUF internship a sanctification microwave. And so it's just like a time where you are just constantly growing, for better or for worse. It is just constant change and constant growth. You're thrown into the real world. You're trying to care for college students going through all sorts of things. And it's just an incredible job, an incredible ministry. I love RUF to death. And I know a lot of people here in this church have RUF connections or have been a part of RUF at some point in their life. And so after my time at South Carolina, I knew that I wanted to try ministry. I wanted to do full-time vocational ministry. And the next step in vocational ministry is seminary. And so through conversations with pastors and friends, I realized that RTS Jackson was probably the next step for me. And so I had some good friends here, some through Alpine, some through college, and some at First Perez. And so came and visited, and the Lord just made it very clear that this was the next stop. This is where He was calling me and Molly to be. And so we moved down to Jackson from South Carolina a year ago, last August 2019. And the welcome to Jackson could not have been greater. We show up and people are bringing us flowers and coffee and all sorts of things. And it was just the kindest, sweetest time. And we've loved being involved with First Pres for about a year now. For the past year, I've worked with RUF National with the intern department, hiring interns. And it's been a true treat doing that and being able to travel to different campuses and see what the Lord is doing all over through RUF. And I was meeting with Corey Brock, and he mentioned an opportunity of a position coming open with the young adult ministry that me and Molly were already very involved in, and it felt like a no-brainer. A ministry we love and adore, and just made it abundantly clear. So I started in May as the young adult intern here at First Pres, and so my job is to meet with young adults and see how they're doing, get them involved with the life of the church, and for it to be kind of a ministry that is an integration from college ministry, from maybe an RUF into the life of the church, because those things can look different. And so trying to be a hybrid ground for that, helping people understand the beauty of the church and how the church functions and the importance of the church. And so that's what I get to do. And so every day is a different lunch or a different coffee, and teaching Sunday schools and different things. And so I've loved being in Jackson. We've loved being in Jackson. People here are wonderful, truly wonderful, and we've felt so cared for and loved here in Jackson. Going back to faithfulness and the Lord's faithfulness in my life, I mentioned some of it, but wanted to highlight just a few things. So I said earlier that Covenant Pres in Birmingham was kind of the first place that I saw the Lord's faithfulness in my life. And as a kid growing up, I had a lot of head knowledge. I could give you all the Sunday school answers. I would have passed the test, if you will, but it didn't mean anything to me. They were just answers. And it wasn't until my last summer at Alpine as a camper when everything kind of came crashing together. through the impact of my counselors on me, and through friends there, I kind of came to realize that this whole Jesus thing is real. This whole Jesus thing is so true, and if it's true, it changes everything. So all this head knowledge that I had from church growing up kind of was met with heart knowledge that summer as I was going into high school, and life was completely different after that. Going to church was not just head knowledge stuff, material. It was truly growing, and I got really close with my youth minister and grew exponentially as I was a high schooler. And so I knew going into college that I wanted to be a light for the kingdom, a light for Jesus in a dark place that can be a college campus, and especially within a fraternity. And I get to college, and I think I have it all together. And it didn't take long for me to realize that is all just going to come crashing down, and I do not have it all together. I came in super judgmental and burned a lot of bridges, and it wasn't until I hit a point near the end of freshman year of college that I realized that I needed Jesus just as bad as the worst person in my fraternity, just as bad as the person that was going out every night and doing whatever he wanted to do. I needed Jesus just as bad as that person. And that was a sobering reality for me that really led me to the cross in a way that I don't think I'd ever experienced before. So after that, I really started diving into the lives of the people around me, getting to know them. They weren't just projects. They were truly people. They were friends. And we would meet on the front porch and hang out and talk about Jesus. And we started a Bible study. And it was really beautiful to see all the different ways that the Lord works there in college. And I think that's part of what led me to do the RUF internship after college, was just a true heart for college students. College students are going through so much change. So many things are going on in their life, and they need to be met with the grace and love of Jesus. And it's so cool to see college students when they're met with that truth and with that goodness, how it changes everything. And you can see it on their face and see them melt when they see like the reality of their sin and they see the beauty and the grace of Jesus. It is just unbelievable. And so I think I still have a huge heart for college ministry, but that leads us to now working with the young adult ministry here at church. I think it's really awesome, and I'm super excited about it because it is almost a hybrid of meeting those college students where they are right after college and connecting them with the life of the church, the heart of Jesus. Jesus died for the church, for his people, and helping people post-college get involved and get connected with a community, with a body of believers is so important. And so it is such an honor to be on staff here at First Pres and to have the opportunity to love people into the church. Jackson has already proven to be a place of faithfulness to us, and I pray that the Lord can use me and my wife Molly to be faithful to the church, to young adults, to love them into the church that the Lord has called us to.